We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit us on our website. It's a really good one. Check it out, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, and on to our special guest in studio today, my buddies, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Mr. Keith Blay and Mr. Mark Worth. And Keith and Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, so Just before we start off, let me just provide our listeners with a couple of phone numbers that you're going to want to write down and keep handy, because if you're thinking about remodeling your home in any form or fashion, whether it's something small or something major, whether it's to remodel your home to age in place, which is what we primarily talk about, or maybe it has nothing to do with age in place. Maybe you just need some roof repairs or something with your foundation. You're going to want to call Mr. Remodeler. And here are a couple of phone numbers, 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166. Online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith and Mark, I understand you've been working with some clients recently, and it is related to aging in place.
Yes, we're actually doing a shower here in a couple weeks where they're basically pulling out that, you know, everybody's seen it, 48 wide, about 32 deep fiberglass shower unit. The builders put in everything.
Yep.
We're pulling that out, and it's got that huge step you got to go over.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're putting in a low-profile base with onyx walls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to make it a ton easier for them to get in and out of.
Now, are they still going to have shower doors, or is there just kind of a walk-in opening? Or
in this one, they're going to have shower doors.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We've done some where they're deep enough that you don't actually have to have a door on them.
Okay.
We actually did one up in Parkville like that. They just wanted a panel.
Okay.
So we just installed a panel, and they took out a tub. We did a walk-in with shower walls and just a panel.
Yep.
And so they were real happy with it.
A lot of times the size of the shower will dictate whether you need a door or not.
Yeah.
More than anything. And two, what your accessibility is. I mean, if you're capable of getting in and out of a shower, if you have to roll into it, then we need to make different accommodations for that.
Yep. Absolutely. So my wife and I are already talking about, our daughter is out and going to college, and then our triplet sons are juniors in high school. And so we're sitting here thinking, you know, we can kind of see a little bit of light at the end of that tunnel where the kids will be out, you know, and on their own and doing their thing. And I realize we may have a boomerang here or there where, you know, one might come back and then go out on their own again. We understand that. But we're actually starting to think about
kind of that next step. And at that next step, it's going to be all about age in place, and it's going to have a roll-in shower with just the space. And if we needed a shower chair, we can turn the corner and get that done. So it's just so important to start to think those things out really proactively before you actually need that feature and that function.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and the thing is, it doesn't really matter what your age. I mean, it is nice to, we talk about a roll-in shower, but it's just nice to have that bigger space and more modern looking. And so it's not a detriment to do those types of improvements. I mean, people in their 30s and 40s want those types of things as well. So
absolutely.
It's also a really modern look. You know, the zero entry shower.
Uh-huh.
Is a real sleek, kind of minimalist look, especially if you use a frameless shower door or shower enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real sharp look.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. It's very streamlined. It does look a little more modern. Oh, and by the way, any work that you would do to accommodate the showering capability of maybe a caregiver helping, one spouse helping another spouse, or a caregiver helping an elderly person with their bathing needs and hygiene needs, that's adding to the value of your home, and it will really, I think, greatly improve the resale capabilities.
Well, and a lot of these products anymore aren't sterile hospital looking like grab bars we've talked before.
Yeah.
They're, you'd never know they're a grab bar, you know, from the style of them and design. I had a lady one time refused to, every time I'd say grab bar, she'd say towel bar. Okay.
Yeah.
But they also make paper, toilet paper holders that can be used as a grab bar.
Oh.
You know, so that's because it's all about what it can stand and then how you mount it, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're all kinds of products that would be completely hidden to anybody.
Okay. Well, one thing I realized this week, we were starting actually, the man was 92, taking a tub out, putting a shower in for him. And our carpenter, I met him on the job site the first day, and he's in his 60s. He goes, "Oh, thank goodness. Something on the first floor. I don't have to go up and down those stairs to do the job." You know,
And
it's like,
yeah.
You know, and for us, that's a time saver.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Just trying to get the work done, get the supplies in and out and all the materials.
Exactly.
Well, it's surprising because you don't have a lot of young people going into the trades right now, you know, and so. You know, our crews are—they've got lots of experience. They've got lots of knowledge, but they're also, some of them are older. Like, you know, one of them's in his 60s, and you know, 50s, and you know, when they've been doing that their whole life, they're a little broke down.
Yeah.
And well, we're all a little broke down, whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know, so all of a sudden, you got two sets of stairs they got to climb. You know, it's going to add a little time to it.
And that's a lot of work. I mean, for anyone, but even harder on someone who's in their, you know, or their 40s or 50s or maybe even 60s that are still working. Great carpenters, super knowledgeable. That would be hard on anyone.
So yeah.
No doubt about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. And so, and then the other thing that I like, and I love about, the work that you do with Mr. Remodeler is you can go into a space and then maybe do some reconfiguration, trying to get the most out of a limited space. And maybe, like if it's in my bathroom, it's pretty large, but there's a lot of dead space because there's the old jacuzzi tub that we haven't used for, let's see, how long have we lived? We haven't used that thing for over 10 years.
Wow.
and it's just sitting there. And it's just literally a waste of space.
Yeah. Well, and that's the case with a lot of people. I went to see my doctor the other day, and he started talking to me about his bathroom.
Yeah.
And one of the things he wanted to do was get rid of the jacuzzi tub.
Yeah. 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 And we thought it, I kind of wish we wouldn't have done that. We could add more closet space or whatever, but then the other thing that I love about is that you can go in where maybe one of these, like you said, one of these prefab shower inserts that are, they're compared to what you can do with the Onyx, they look pretty cheap, frankly, just to be honest about it. But you can take one of those things out, and then if you move a wall, you bump something out a little bit to create a little bit more space, you can totally customize something that isn't some perfect, 3x5 or whatever space. and just totally make it theirs and cut the Onyx to order, right, and create this custom look in their bathroom. And that might single-handedly make the difference between being able to live in your home for another several years or not.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we see that all the time. I mean, people, when they start looking at the cost, which obviously that's your business, you know more about it than we do, but when you look at what the cost involved is, and, you know, minimal cost if you're, you know, somewhat functional, if you're in a wheelchair or need lifts and things like that, then it becomes a little more difficult, a little more costly. But, you know, for just people who've just got some aches and pains and a little slow moving around, you know, maybe a chair lift and a bathroom modification is all they need.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I think we just kind of take for granted on this show, we skip past it sometimes with honorable mention, is a comfort height toilet. I just think that that's a big deal. If you have any mobility issues, some of these toilets seem like they're about a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not getting up and off of that toilet very, very easily. But if you have a comfort height toilet, something that sits up quite a bit higher, it's just so much more easy to use that. And again, that could contribute to your capability of living in the home longer and you know, we all want to stay in our home for as long as we can, and this could single-handedly make the difference. Be sure to reach out to Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or an 816 number. It's 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. Let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the most important reference to check when hiring a home remodeler? A, a personal reference. B, Better Business Bureau. C, Angie's List. Or D, all of the above. We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone right there on the homepage, or click on the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have. It really is that easy. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the most important reference to check when hiring a home remodeler? And here are your options. A, a personal reference. B, Better Business Bureau. C, Angie's List. Or D, all of the above. And the answer is, I would say D, all of the above. But we had a conversation off mic, and so let me ask you the question: how important is it really to check a personal reference?
Well, nobody's going to give you a bad reference.
Yeah, it's kind of like on the resume, like we were talking about.
Right, right. I mean, it's not going to, you know, nobody puts a bad reference on a resume.
If you got hired for sleeping on the job, you're not putting that place as a reference.
Yeah, exactly. you know, and a lot of the online stuff can be fairly easily manipulated.
Okay.
You know, like the, we were talking off mic, the Google referrals.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times what companies do is they'll give a coupon, or basically they'll send a link to the customers they want to leave a reference. And if a job went south and didn't go real well, they just don't send that link to that person.
Okay. So
you pick and choose, just like the other references, you pick and choose who you want to leave an online reference for.
And there's nothing objective about that. That is complete manipulation.
Well, yeah, we had one on there for years that I don't even think we worked for the guy.
Oh.
So you can also have your own competitors get on there and say, oh, this guy's horrible.
Oh, he's wow.
Drunk on the job or whatever.
Right, right.
You know.
How do you get around
that? Well, Angie's List seems to be more fair and accurate. Mm-hmm. The last time I looked on there, it's honestly been a while. We had a couple of bad reviews, but we hadn't worked for either one of them.
Okay. Oh, wow.
They didn't like our price or they didn't, you know.
Right.
Whatever. You know, one guy wrote three paragraphs about a job he didn't even buy. Well, you just got a lot of time on your hands.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And then of course the Better Business Bureau. You know, those are two you can't really manipulate the Better Business Bureau.
I would think that would be the most I think maybe objective of just about anything. Yelp is really more like you said, real restaurants, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's mainly restaurants and stuff like that. But again, it's, you know, from what I know about it, it's not, I mean, with Angie's List, it's a paid service.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're going to leave a review, you've at least got some skin in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So that does seem
well. Well, and I think also just talk to your friends.
Mm-hmm. You know, oh, absolutely.
You know, neighbors, you know, you see a truck or a sign in the yard and, you know, talk to them, see how the project went.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Yep. Absolutely.
And anyone you hear on the radio named Mr. Remodeler, you can trust
that's him. A good one. That is a good one. Well, I'll tell you what, I will put you know, my name on the line here, and I will say you definitely should contact Mr. Remodeler, because here's kind of a bottom line. Mr. Remodeler has been in business for 49 and a half years. We're getting ready to celebrate the 50th anniversary. And look, most companies don't make it 5 years. Or 10 years. This business, in a very difficult, highly competitive business, has been in business for 49 years. That's because they don't take the shortcuts. They do business right. They treat their customers fairly. They believe in developing a relationship, not just going to do a job and see you later, we'll never talk to you again. They do business the right way. They send out surveys to ask, how did we do? Where could we improve? After 49 years, they're still asking, how can we serve you better? That's someone that I think you can do business with. That's someone you should do business with. So contact Mr. Remodeler, and it's a couple of phone numbers, 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166 or online at mrremodeler.com. So, okay, so money is always, you know, a big part of it. Usually when you're doing any sort of home remodeling, it could get, you know, it's not a couple hundred bucks. I mean, it could be, you know, several thousand dollars.
Right.
If you have a big project, it could be tens of thousands, just depending on what you needed done. So do you offer financing, or how are people paying for that?
We do have some financing options available. In-house, which we through a program through Wells Fargo, which is a home improvement type credit card, basically.
Okay.
It's a non-secured loan, a couple different programs. We've got 0% interest for 12 months with some minimum monthly payments with approved credit, as well as some longer term financing to get, you know, to lower the payments. And with any of these programs, there's no prepayment penalties and things like that.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of times I see people who maybe they're going to, particularly on the larger projects, where they're looking at maybe getting a home equity loan or a reverse mortgage. Well, those things take time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe they have an immediate need of, you know, I need that taller toilet. I need that, you know, walk in or roll in shower. So, you know, that 0% interest for 12 months can buy them some time. You know, to be able to go ahead and get the improvement made, and they don't have to wait, because we have lead times as well, you know, to order materials.
Sure.
And that type of thing. So
and then they have to get in line kind of for the production. I mean, you could be 6 to 8 or 12 weeks out. I mean, depending on, you know, the time of the year and that sort of thing. So these things could take a little bit of time depending on what you're doing.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and a lot of it is the size of the project and the amount of materials and what those materials are. If there's, you know, custom cabinetry, probably takes the longest of any of the materials.
Okay.
We talk a lot about Onyx, you know, that's, you know, 3 weeks out or four, depending upon there again, what we're doing and the size of it.
Well, and another thing that I don't think a lot of people realize is there's a real shortage of skilled labor anymore. So trying to ramp up when you get busy or throw five guys on a job so you can, you know, do X, Y, and Z, just you really can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a limited number of guys that I'm going to trust to be in somebody's home and do the job right.
Yeah. You can, and that's, again, that's another reason you've been in business for 49 and a half going on 50 years, is that you won't just hire someone with a pulse.
Right.
like, and unfortunately, a lot of businesses are doing that right now when the labor shortage is super, super duper tight right now. So, like you said, you have skilled carpenters, skilled, knowledgeable craftsmen. You know they're trustworthy. You know they do a good job. And there are only so many people available like that you would trust to represent your family's right. Business for 49 and a half years. Yep. So, and then the other thing is, you know, a lot of people, I've noticed this recently, do you take a credit card? Because they're racking up, you know, a lot of points that could yeah. get them some hotels or flights or whatever. So,
yeah.
We do take credit cards.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can put that on a card, home equity loan, reverse mortgage, or they have in-house terms anyway, and even non, you know, interest-free terms. Anyway about it, definitely reach out to the good guys for Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 or online at mrremodeler.com. Keith and Mark, thanks so much for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. We'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with family or friends, or you know, maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just find the one that you want. It's in chronological order, and there's just a quick few sentences about what's covered on that particular program. So find the one that you want. Click play. Again, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll stream to your electronic device. And I'll tell you what, tons and tons of people listen to the podcast. Many people even subscribe to the podcast where they get every single one of them, and then they can listen at their leisure. So either way you'd like to do that, feel free to help yourself. Also, just want to say another thanks again to my friends and the good guys. And I say the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, and I wholeheartedly mean that. They really are. They're great people. They're absolutely honest. And I'll tell you what, in the home remodeling and the construction business, sometimes that's not what you get. Sometimes you have some really heavy-handed salespeople. You're twisting arms, you're making deals, and call today and today only, and we'll throw in $10,000 of extra free granite. Well, can I say that's ridiculous? It's actually insulting to me. Because if you priced it such that you're going to give me $10,000 of free granite, what that means is that whether I get the free granite or not, you inflated your price. And I don't like this sales gimmicks and this trickery kind of stuff, right? So when you work with Mr. Remodeler, they'll come out, they'll meet with you free of charge, they'll put together a price, basically a bid or an estimate. They will show you their workers' comp insurance and their liability insurance, they do business properly, they do business the right way, they will get the building permits, they'll take care of all of this for you. They will do small jobs, they can do large jobs, and they develop a relationship with their clients, and then guess what? They do a great job, and then guess what happens? And they're treated fairly, and they left your house clean, and they did everything that they were supposed to do, et cetera, et cetera. They asked you for your feedback, your honest feedback, and how can we improve? Still looking for ways to improve after all of those years. That's doing business the right way. And once you work with Mr. Remodeler for one thing, then guess what they're going to do? They're going to call Mr. Remodeler back for another job in the same house. Or we bought a different house and we'd like you to come out and tear out our bathroom and make that a very user-friendly age-in-place bathroom or whatever it might be. And that's long-term business strategy, developing relationship with their customers and doing business the right way. I just can't say enough how much I think you should reach out to our friends at Mr. Remodeler. They really do a fantastic job. And now, here we go again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. This is just kind of mind blowing to me. I just have to shake my head. I just wanted to share this with you today. So I'm doing some research for a sweet, sweet lady, and it was just my honor and privilege to be working with her and making my calls, doing the research, trying to determine our top three facilities in the Kansas City area. For us to go out and tour and audit and have her choose from one of the top three. And in making my calls, and I talked to a very nice lady, and this is not her fault, by the way, but I just the circumstance just kind of blows me away. And doing the research, and I think that this would be a great great fit for my client, but she needs to move in a fairly short period of time. And the place I was talking to, they had a pretty lengthy wait list. So this particular place is not going to work for her. But in the conversation, I think she just assumed she wasn't familiar. The sales rep at the facility, she wasn't familiar with Senior Care Consulting. We had not worked together before. And so she just automatically assumed that Senior Care Consulting it was one of these free referral services. And so here's what she said. And again, I'm not mad at her for this. I'm just kind of blown away at the circumstance of it all and just the automatic expectations and assumptions. Steve, just so you know, we here at blah, blah, blah are full with the waiting list. It's a lengthy waiting list. It's going to be several months before we have a spot open and available. So just to let you know, we are not willing to pay your fee at this time. And I just don't want you, I want to be respectful of your time and of your work, and I just don't want you to come out here and waste all of your time and all of your clients' time if you're expecting a fee, because we're not willing to pay your referral fee right now because we don't have to. We're full, and we have a long wait list. So we're not going to pay your fee, and I don't want to waste your time. And I just sat there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's not familiar with Senior Care Consulting. She doesn't realize that we don't accept kickbacks. She's just assuming that since everybody else doing, you know, with these placement services, everybody else is a free referral services and they want a kickback. She's just assuming we're just another one of those. So I said, well, I need to educate you on how Senior Care Consulting works. And I explained that we we're not in bed with any facility that will pay us, you know, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000. That's not how we operate. We work directly for our clients. and we represent them just like an attorney would or an accountant or any other professional service provider would help their clients through a process. We help our clients through very specifically through this search and selection process. And we work directly for them. We represent them and their family, and we work in their best interest. So our clients pay us a flat fee for service, a very reasonable flat fee for service to help them through, very specifically through the search and selection process. And she goes, really? Wow. I've never heard of such a thing. So you don't, if you come here with your client, you mean we don't have to write you a check for several thousand dollars? And I'm like, no, you don't. When we come to visit your facility, you don't have to hide the checkbook and you don't have to worry about blowing your marketing budget because we don't want your money. We just want your time to show us around, and we'll have a lot of questions for you that are performance and quality in nature. So that we can help our client make the best decision that they can make. And I said, we don't work for a short number, just a short list or a small number of facilities willing to give us a kickback. We don't, our partner is not the facility. Our partner is our client, and that's who we work for. She was completely blown away that there would be a service in the market that wasn't hitting them up for money. Can you believe that? So that's part of the reason that I wanted to do this consumer alert, because these free referral services, they're just popping up everywhere. And one is trying to outdo the other. But and I've mentioned this before, if you're unfortunate enough to have contacted one of these free referral services thinking that they work for you, think again. They do not work for you at all. And if you think they represent the entire marketplace, nope, they do not. They only represent a short list of places willing to pay them thousands of dollars, gigantic kickbacks, to somehow convince you to pick a place on their list. And if you're not sure if that's how they work, I'm going to help you out here. I've got one question that you need to ask. Well, how much does this wonderful service cost me? Because, you know, your mother and your father always told you if it's too good to be true, it probably is, and nothing's for free, right? Oh, well, you don't have to worry about paying us. We're free. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. They're not volunteers. They're not a charitable organization. They're not free. They receive giant money from a few providers. They don't represent the entire marketplace, and they do not work for you.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. Hopefully you enjoyed that Consumer Alert. I'm going to have a whole lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And I'll tell you what, I'm visiting with our producer extraordinaire, Mr. John Mintert. And John, we did a consumer alert this last segment. Is it too much to do back-to-back consumer alerts?
Nah, Steve, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, well, John gave me permission, so we're going to roll with it. Another consumer alert.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
First time in the 6-year history of the program, we've done back-to-back consumer alerts. But I'll tell you what, I could probably do 10 of them this week. We'll only do 2, obviously. But here's another one. And I've talked about this before, but I saw it live in action this last week. That's why I wanted to bring it up. The competition in our marketplace, especially at the assisted living level, is just becoming it's over the top. You know how I've mentioned in the past that people will even show up on your doorstep unannounced with coffee mugs of Hershey Kisses, with a Mylar balloon saying welcome, and you know, and all, and it unannounced, uninvited. I saw it and heard it. I saw it with my own eyes, and I heard it with my own personal ears. So the consumer alert and the warning: beware of very, and I mean very, aggressive salespeople at some of these senior care communities. Not all of them. I think some places conduct their business very professionally, and they do a great job. And it's, I think, within the acceptable norms of what you would accept and view as very professional. But this is out of control, in my opinion. So this past week, I was meeting with a very nice couple. And they clearly stated that they want to know about their options. They clearly stated they want to age in place in their own home for a little while longer. And then they're looking to move to assisted living, but not just to assisted living. They want to move at some point in the next year and a half. They want to move. So they're going to skip the independent living part, and they're going to do that in their own home and maybe bring in a little home care and maybe make a few modifications. So we've got that down. And I think it's a great idea. I think it fits them very well. And then when they move, they said they're going to sell their home, and then they both want to move to assisted living and then age in place and be able to relocate or transition to long-term care within the same building. They said that's all we've wanted to do. We've run around all over town. We've spent probably 2 or 3 weeks if you added it all up. So they're way over that average of 50 to 100 hours. They've looked at so many places. I mean, their head is just spinning. It's just, they're swimming in too much information in all of these different opinions and approaches and capabilities. And some of these places, all of these places were assisted living. Some of them had independent living. Most of them didn't, I don't think any of them actually had long-term care. And so guess what? What they want and what they looked at, they're two different things. But they didn't really know it. They didn't really realize it. But when they went out to these places, they were told, oh, no, wait, we've got you covered. We're an age-in-place community. You can live here for your whole life, et cetera, et cetera. I've already talked about that in several previous programs, where when the fact is, the national statistic, 59% of assisted living residents will be required to move and increase their level of care to that long-term care level at some point, with the average length of stay at assisted living being 2.4 years. Okay, so we're sitting here talking about this, and we're crafting a very detailed plan, and it's just perfect. And they're very, very excited. They said, finally, someone is speaking to us. They understand what we want, what we need, and we understand how you can help us identify our top options. And so very excited. And then the doorbell rang. I met them at their house because they were not able to get out of their house to meet. So I personally met them at their home, beautiful family. Well, she looks at her husband. She goes, well, are you expecting someone? I mean, we're not expecting anyone. The doorbell rang. So he gets up and goes to the door. And I hear this. Hi, you probably don't remember me, but I'm so-and-so from blah, blah, blah community. And we sure would love to have you move to blah, blah, blah here before the weather turns bad, because, you know, the weather's going to turn bad here in just any time now. Are you ready to move in? We have an apartment set up and just ready. It's just perfect for you. Are you ready to move? And I'm just shaking my head, and his wife is sitting there going, they showed up at our house? Are you serious? And I'm like, yep, I've heard this. I've heard about this a lot. This is actually the first time I've actually literally witnessed it. And he says, no, we're not ready to move. We're not even close. Well, you're not ready to move? Oh, okay. Well, here's a little treat for your cat. We want to just let you know we're thinking about you. And here's a little treat for your cat, because they had a cat. And it was a dehydrated salmon stick for the cat. All right, well, sure. Be sure to have a nice day. Oh, we'll be back to check in on you. Uninvited. Not welcome. They didn't have permission. They just did it. Unannounced. Uninvited. Not welcome. Sales call on your doorstep. That's over the top. When he came back down and sat down, he just shook his head and he said, I can't believe now they're showing up at our doorstep trying to sell us. And she goes, well, that's right there. I'm not even going to consider them. That's over and above. That's too far. I think the good news is we're not going to consider them because they're not connected to long-term care. So what they're selling does not meet what they have clearly stated they want. So beware of very and sometimes extremely aggressive salespeople trying to sell you on moving into their senior care community.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
And so the very nice couple and their family members who were there, they said, we are so glad that we're now working with Senior Care Consulting, working in our best interest, and all of this sales business, it's gone. It's been neutralized, and Senior Care Consulting is going to take care of that family, and we're going to help them get it right and get it right the first time. If you are interested in that service, we offer you a free consultation, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.